Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was watching Channel 4 at noon before coming on the show today, and Meg Ferris had a really great story on the Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience. Meg Ferris from WWL Louisiana joins us on our show. Meg, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Okay, first of all, my mother, who knew your mother, can you believe she allowed me to take my first plane flight when I was 12 to go see Three Dog Night in Monroe? It was...
Wow!
But I went to go visit a camp friend. But when I was 5, our whole family took a trip up to the New York World's Fair on the train. And, okay, you just brought back some memories.
Well, you know, even at 5, you remember stuff. But, back in those days, you're 12 years old, you're on a plane. It wasn't as sketchy as it is today.
Correct. Yeah. But my mother had the stewardess called back then. It wasn't the flight attendant. Yeah. Keep an eye on me at every second until I was in the hands of my camp friend's mother. So,
wow. And I'm sure you remember when Southwest Airlines started, the stewardesses back then, they looked like characters out of Austin Powers with like the go-go boots and the hot pants. And they looked like go-go dancers.
Oh, behave, Scoot.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they were making everybody randy. So, Meg, tell me about this Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience. It's going to be quite a deal here in New Orleans.
So, Scoot, I learned something. This New Orleanian learned something new yesterday from the CEO, the chairman of the board, who is getting this all together. So I didn't know that the first choice for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was here in New Orleans, but it didn't have political and state and government support.
I didn't know that until I heard your story today, and I was shocked. But then I thought, how typical is that of New Orleans to blow an opportunity to have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here, but because of political BS, it didn't happen.
And Scoot, really, music, Cleveland? Do you really think of Cleveland when you think of... Okay. So then the Grammy Museum, I didn't know, went to L.A., and it was supposed to be here for the same reason. But now there is state and city support. Money has been pledged. Money has been donated for this music experience. And it all started when Chris Berry, who is the chairman of the board, it was during the COVID lockdown, and he was with the crew of Tux, and they were putting on these live shows from the Den for people who were locked in at home. And it was with all our musicians and the rich history we have here. And so he decided we need this interactive, not a typical museum where you go and there's a picture on the wall and there's a plaque and it says this is that, but something where people from around the world on the internet or in person can interact with holograms of deceased musicians and producers who, he said, do you understand that New Orleans, we are just the cradle of so many genres of music from the singing in the fields back during, enslavement, all the way to gospel and the blues and jazz and rhythm and blues and rock and roll, which went to rap, hip hop, bounce. And he wants to take that whole experience to people and show the difference that we made right here. Congo Square, started with some of that. So his plan, here's where the controversy comes in. So they want to be right there outside of Hall G at the convention center, where the there's going to be a hotel down the street that's being built, and then the new Shell building is being built, kind of by Mardi Gras World, okay?
Right. There's a lot of open land there, and then there's that old factory that sits there.
Correct. That and that's what's being planned by the River District, all that being developed. But there's some snags going on there, and so they don't want to be too delayed. They want to open this the beginning of 2029, but have a contract for land signed by next month. So just in case the convention center and the River District development, which is a bigger development, can't get everything worked out for their part, they are looking at two other spots. And one is kind of where you come off the interstate by the municipal auditorium, because mm-hmm. that's near Congo Square. Mm-hmm. And the other one is down on South Rampart, a few blocks off of Poydras, where Satchmo and all these big time jazz players played. And so they've got three sites that they're looking at. But this they expect $6 billion impact over 30 years with the people who will come to have this music experience. And, you know, we really are special. I mean, you know, Elvis and John Lennon and all those people said yeah. Fats Domino was the king of rock and the real king of rock and roll.
Yeah,
you know,
and in those days, there were black artists that just didn't get the credit they deserved. And you know, we know how many covers of R&B songs the Beatles and the Stones did.
Oh, well, the Stones said how much they were influenced, yes, by R&B from the Mississippi Delta and from the New Orleans area. So, you know, sometimes, Scoot, you know this because we've both lived here our whole lives. You forget how we really are unique, and we really have offered done things that have contributed to the world, and it's about time that we shine a spotlight on that. And this is what this experience wants to do. He not only wants to show the past, what we've done, but his big thing is take that money and support the people, our musicians, who don't make much, who, you know, to get into Tipitina still costs the same as it did, you know, 20, 30 years ago. He wants to use that money for our culture bearers to continue New Orleans being the cradle of music like this. So it's a whole different idea than a regular museum.
It's awesome, and it's called the Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience.
Correct.
But it's going to be more than just New Orleans and Louisiana music.
It's going to be this area, this okay. you know, Louisiana, okay. this area, and our contributions to it. 120 okay. square feet at a cost of $165 million. And like I said, the state and city have already pledged money, and they're moving forward. And they want people now to get involved, to sign up to be involved in this on their website.
Meg, would it be possible to utilize the old municipal auditorium if they choose that spot?
Well, it's not at the municipal auditorium. It's okay. across the street, Scoot. When you come off that ramp, and yeah. if the municipal auditorium is on your left, the place, the other, the third place they're looking at would be on your right in that parking okay. lot right there by that visitor tourism.
And that's where they have a lot of mobile homes and people with those RVs parked there.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what, Scoot? You've planted a seed. Maybe we have to... you're right. What's going to happen with the auditorium?
Yeah, because if they put something that nice there, then they're not going to want that albatross to be, you know, sitting mm-hmm. there. And do you think that they could use that? Because, I mean, the structure is sound. I mean, look at the hurricanes that thing survived.
Mm-hmm. 20 years, Scoot, it's yeah. been sitting there.
Wow. But Meg, this is exciting, and I heard your story today, and I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you on the air to talk about that, because it's really great. But look, we were talking about something earlier, and I want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is urging Americans to dress better when they travel. When your mom sent you to Monroe on the plane, did she dress you up?
Okay, Scoot, okay. You know, I remember what I wore on that plane, my very first plane trip when I was 12 years old. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It was a patchwork suede, groovy, cool 1960s
wow.
skirt.
Awesome.
With the brown peasant shirt with the drawstring at the top. Oh, wait,
oh
but
God.
Wait. My hair was flipped up with one of those leather hair holders that was in the shape of a peace sign. Okay,
oh, Scoot, awesome.
I was so groovy.
Oh, my God. You were groovy. You were like a little hippie. That is so cool. But, you know, you wanted to make a statement about yourself when you got on that plane.
Well, you know, I had older brothers, and I thought that was cool, so I wanted to look older than I was, and I was really just a little girl, but anyway.
That's really cool. It's great that you have that memory. All right, Meg Ferris from WWL Louisiana, thanks for being with us, and we'll keep updated on this story about the Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience.
Will do.
All right, Meg, thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.